westerns was a lot of fun. Very easy to do. Angelo did most of the horses in the westerns we did. He's an excellent artist, and I love to draw the figures. So between the two of us, we really got those pages out. It was really a lot of fun. It was great. It was great. I mean, doing a civilian thing would have taken us, that would have been a little rough. But westerns, boom, like that. You know, a lot of fun. A lot of dry brush, silhouettes, you know, big rocks, cast shadows.
Now, I guess until you began working with John Prentice, you definitely avoided any job that,
oh, yes,
that had a guy in a suit in it.
I avoided civilian stuff like
not
play.
Draw people in suits.
Yeah. I couldn't draw
unless
ties.
Unless they were space suits.
Yeah. I couldn't draw ties or shoes or that sort of thing, so I always drew boots. That's why I like science fiction and westerns.
So you ghosted him for a while, right? You worked with Prentice, right?
Oh, yeah. I was his assistant for a while, yeah.
That was about the time when comics were at probably the darkest moment, you know, during the 50s, the late 50s, when there wasn't really a whole lot of...
Well, it was a sign from somewhere. I was about to get married. I didn't have a job. And out of the blue, I get this call from John Prentice, who was doing a strip called Rip Kirby. He had taken over the strip from Alex Raymond, a very popular strip at the time. And he needed an assistant. And one of the provisions of being his assistant was that he wanted to live in Mexico for a couple of years just to get away from it all. And I figured, hey, that's a great opportunity. I didn't mind that at all. Since I grew up in Latin America, could speak Spanish, I was looking forward to going to Mexico. So it worked out just fine. So I did the layouts for him and tightened up the backgrounds, and he yanked over what I did for him.